As of 7 this morning, Boulder firefighters were responding to an active structure fire in the Aspen Grove condominiums. Channel 7 reported that calls came in for a fire in a multi-level complex near Diagonal Highway and 28th Street early this morning. The neighborhood saw some traffic delays near 28th and Iris due to the fire. No injuries have been reported, and firefighters believe all residents were out of the building at the time. The city of Longmont began conducting 3 prescribed burns to clear vegetation on Thursday. It's planning 2 additional burns that could take place through March 31st. Henry Larson has more.
According to a release published by the city, Longmont's ecosystem management team will target 3 areas within the eastern, northeastern, and southeastern parts of the city for these burns. Prescribed burns can help the health of impacted ecosystems by controlling invasive species. They also clear excess dried plant life, which reduces the risk of wildland fires. 2 neighboring cities, Louisville and Superior, were devastated by the Marshall Fire that destroyed 1,000 homes last year. Since that time, Longmont has sought to reevaluate the risks a wildfire could cause to the city. Roads and walkways around the area of the prescribed burn will be closed during the days of the burns. The city cautioned those with underlying health conditions that they should close their windows and stay inside if they smell smoke. The burns will be supervised by Longmont's fire department, and the city has asked residents to not call 911 if they see smoke or fire from those areas. On Wednesday, the city of Boulder announced that it would also be conducting its own prescribed burns in open space agricultural areas throughout the year. In other fire news, another fire broke out in parts of the Denver Broncos' Empower Field at Mile High Stadium on Thursday. According to the stadium, the fire started in a construction zone near the East Club Lounge. Officials say that it burned through about 1,000 square feet until the fire was contained at about 2:45 p.m. The sprinkler system inside the stadium worked properly, according to authorities, but some of the blaze reached the outdoor seating area, which the sprinklers did not cover. Around 75 firefighters responded to the scene over the course of the day. Parts of the 4th and 3rd levels of the stadium were damaged during the blaze. Investigators don't yet know why the fire broke out, but will make an assessment to see if it caused any structural damage to the stadium in the days to come. For KGNU, I'm Henry Larson.
With Colorado's Ag Week underway, Boulder County announced its 2022 Sustainable Food and Agriculture Fund recipients. On Thursday, March 24th, the county named 7 recipients of the fund, with an addition of 6 smaller projects. The funding will go towards accelerating and launching environmental sustainability projects in Boulder County. The Sustainable Food and Agriculture Fund is financially supported by sustainable tax revenue. This year's recipients will use the funds to develop educational programs, support local food production, provide food and safety equipment for frontline workers, implement regenerative practices, preserve heirloom grain seeds, and create pollinator habitats. A climate change grant program receives bipartisan support. Rashik Jahan has more.
The Denver Post reported yesterday that Colorado Democratic Representative Jason Crow is working with David Rouser, a Republican representative from North Carolina, to propose a $1.2 billion program to fund environmental protection initiatives. If the bill passes, the program will provide $200 million each year as a part of a 6-year grant program. State governments and Native American tribes will be able to apply for a grant. The money will fund the development of natural disaster recovery programs to reduce further damage due to the growing impact of climate change. National and state-level environmental groups, including the Sierra Club, are among the supporters of this proposed bill. From KGNU, I'm Rashik Jahan.
On Sunday, a funeral home composted an unnamed person's body after Colorado legalized the process as a greener alternative to cremation and traditional burial practices. The person elected to have their body transformed into the soil after passing away. In May, Governor Polis signed a bill that legalized the natural reduction process as a more environmentally friendly way to handle human remains. The person began the process of natural reduction when they were placed in an air filter chamber with wood chips, alfalfa, straw, and other microbial beings. The process took a total of 6 months. The remains were spread at the newly dedicated burial preserve outside of Colorado Springs. The state still prohibits the commercial sale of the soil that was used. Boulder is moving forward with a management plan for the Fort Chambers building that is part of the historic 110-acre Boulder County Poor Farm property located in East Boulder. The management plan, which will be a multi-year endeavor, comes at a time when a nationwide effort is underway to reevaluate community histories. According to information from the city, the fort was used to train men into Company D of the 3rd Colorado Cavalry, which later participated in the Sand Creek Massacre. In 2018, the Boulder City Council approved the acquisition of the property for $5.2 million. Prior to the sale, the property served as a farm and a home for less fortunate residents of Boulder County. The city plans to change the marker on the site to accurately describe Company D's role in the Sand Creek Massacre. In addition, they are looking for help from tribal nations in development of the plan of the fort. The city says there will also be opportunities for public input and engagement. Planning efforts are expected to conclude at the end of 2023. For today's weather, we will be seeing a high of 62 degrees and a low of 41. Though clouds are expected in the morning, they should clear by afternoon for some sun. Outside of Boulder Studios, it is currently 41 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Zoe Schacht.